Haribo. So, Hare Krishna, sit down, peace, shanti, shanti, shanti. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate. So wonderful to watch you. You are really reminding me of my younger days. My dear devotees, friends, and newcomers, you're very much welcome to this little seminar which we give each evening. Each evening, Yadunandan Maharaj and myself will tell you a little bit about the great exemplars, the great role models in the kirtan world, who each have a profound secret to give to our own kirtan practice. By following the examples of the great people, you can achieve the things which are great in life. But if you follow the path of the flies, like Tony Blair and Mr. Obama, you will only get the results which flies obtain. Insignificant material results, which in comparison to the treasure of Krishna consciousness are relatively small. I would like to start with the beginning of the kirtan movement as we know it, which is coinciding with the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you might have heard, at the time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared during a full moon eclipse, everyone in Nadia began to chant the holy name, including the Muslims, thus foretelling his mission to overflood the whole world with the chanting of God's glorious names. For some time, Mahaprabhu kept this mission a secret. He became a pandit. In fact, the best pandit who rose to fame. Even now, people know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had defeated the world's biggest pandit, Keshava Kashmiri, in a debate. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not stay long a pandit. When he returned from Gaya, where he had gone in order to offer pinda or oblations to his deceased forefathers, including his own father, he was a transformed man, because in Gaya he had met his spiritual master Ishvara Puri, who initiated him into the chanting of God's name in the Gopal mantra. No? This says the Gopal mantra is full of names of Krishna. Krishna, Govinda, and Gopijana Vallabha. So when Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, he was no longer the academic, which we know. He was a God-intoxicated person. There is a verse attributed to Gadad, to one old friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who addressed Gadadha. He said, "Oh Gadadha, I don't know, I saw the most extraordinary person on the road from Gaya. His form was very handsome and he roared just like a thundercloud. His eyes rained tears as if they had become rain clouds. And he rolled about on the ground." His voice was choked up in the ecstasy of love of God. All glories to that Lord, the son of Sachidevi. The Lord was now ready to reveal his mission. When he returned to his old school, something very interesting happened. The devotees who studied under him, or the pupils who studied under him, opened their books, and as it is traditionally a custom, they opened the books while saying, "Hari Hari." So, as they chanted Hari Hari, like they had done on every day when Gauranga Mahaprabhu taught them, "I'm very sorry, someone needs to take care of the children. Who will do this? The best is the mother. What you need to do is you need to take your children into an environment where they can play. No, no, don't chase them away. You have to go with them." "Yes, go with them. Alternative children program, please. It's very important. It's not good to chase children away. Give them something to do." So, as the pupils opened the book, their books, and chanted Hari Hari,
Hari, Hari,
Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who had changed because he was initiated, jumped up and started to dance and cry and just totally showing the symptoms of ecstasy. And his students didn't know what to do. They looked at him. Their professor had started to become crazy in ecstasy and love of God. This happened a few times. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day said, "My dear pupils, let us take a bath in the Ganga. I can't teach you at the moment." So on the way to the Ganga, they met one Brahmana who was chanting a verse, "Baha Pitam Natavara Vapukanayo Kanikaram Vibradvasha Kanaka Kapisham Vaidyajantim Chamalam." This verse is from the Bhagavatam. It is describing how Krishna enters the forest in Vrindavan while dancing, skipping with his feet over the ground, and filling the holes of his flute with the music which comes from his heart. And it describes how the cowherd boys react upon hearing the Lord playing on his flute. It's a very ecstatic verse. It's one of the three verses which describe the extraordinary personality of Krishna. If you want to read it, you can find it in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21st chapter, text 5. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse glorifying Krishna, he again exploded into ecstasy and started to cry so much that it appeared that two Gangas were flowing. One, the river Ganga, and another, the river of tears of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It seemed like there was two rivers. 100 people tried to hold Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but he was trembling so ecstatically that everyone who tried to hold him was just flying through the air. You know, he was really a volcano of love. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day said to his students, "I can't teach you any longer. Everywhere I see, everywhere I look, I see Krishna coming towards me. Now I can't tell you the root of this word is this, the dhatu of this verse is this, the grammatical constellation is this. You have to look for another teacher." The student said, "Another teacher? Impossible. We have learned from you. We have come to you. Teach us what you have to teach us." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Well, I will teach you about the names of God. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari. Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in this way, the Sangatan movement was born. The Lord stood in the center, and all his students were around him. And they started to dance and chant. And they were very, very ecstatic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood in the middle, and the devotees around him, and he said, "Hari Hari! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Soon the kirtan expanded First, the Lord went into the house of Shiva's Thakur, his dear devotee. And every night, all the devotees from Navadvip came to this house of Shiva's, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu started to chant. Sometimes he stopped and stood for 6 hours in the pose of Krishna. Then he started to dance wildly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the kirtan took to the streets. The Kazi started to become worried. My God, so many people are chanting. Everywhere I see people singing and dancing. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the kirtan all over India. And then finally, in Jagannath Puri, every year, millions of people came, saw Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, and before that, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, chanting and dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, what exactly is kirtan? Kirtan comes from the Sanskrit syllable kirt, which means to glorify. Kirtan is a glorification of a deity by chanting about his name, form, his wonderful qualities like his mercy and his pastimes. In kirtan you take instruments, you sing, which is the most important aspect, and you should raise your arms like this, high in the sky. Because it is said when the devotees put their arms high in the sky, they purify the ether as they chant and sing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Also, there should be dancing. Then there should, there in kirtan, sometimes devotees pay obeisances, yes, because they feel so moved, they feel it's time now to pay obeisances. And all this, my dear devotees, this singing, playing instruments, raising the arms, sometimes rolling on the ground, we have not yet introduced this. Maybe it will come later. All this magnifies the deity. Do you know what the word to magnify means? In England you have this magnifying glass. Do you have? By the power of a magnifying glass, sometimes something which looks very small becomes very big. Or something which looks far away appears to be extremely near and close. So as you sing with the engagement of your body, mind and heart, this you will learn in the Japa workshop, a Kirtan workshop in the afternoon, what that means. As you sing, this magnifies Krishna. It is in Briha Bhagavatamrita, it's described. It is as if the Lord, from whom we feel so distant, the Lord who appears to be so far away, is magnified. That means he is pulled towards the singer, towards the devotee who engages in kirtan, so that finally the Lord takes his seat on the throne of the devotee's heart. This is the idea of kirtan. Do you understand? You glorify the Lord, that is, you praise him, and as you do this, the Lord, who appears so distant, is brought closer to you, as if the kirtan acts as a magnifying glass which brings the distant object close to your beholder and finally right into your heart. That's the idea of the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the most important process of God realization in this age. This kirtan really came to the western shore by the help of Srila Prabhupada, who went from India in the year 1966. Was it 66? 65, yes. By steamship to America. Prabhupada had experiences in kirtan from the very beginning. He remembers when he was very small, like this, there was a famine in Calcutta. Do you know what is a famine? Nothing to eat. And it was because there was no rainfall and something else also, some other, I think the British people did some manipulation of the grain market. So there was nothing to eat. And one Baba, one saintly person, in utmost compassion, had the idea there will only be something to eat when we do kirtan. So he had arranged a huge kirtan procession in which all the pious people of Calcutta took part. And Prabhupada remembered, he was very small and I saw the big grown-ups singing and dancing. And only a few days later, there was enough rain and grains came back. I'm not sure if you have taken care of the children. Whose responsibility is this? Deva will take care. You know, alternative children program. We can't tolerate disturbances and they need their own space. So, later, much later, when Prabhupada was already the leader of the worldwide Hare Krishna movement, the Hyderabad government wrote Prabhupada a cry for help. There was a drought, very dry, no rain, and they said, can you please send money? Our villages are without food. And Prabhupada said, money will not bring grains. Rains will bring grains, rains. So what we can do is we can send our Sankirtan party to Hyderabad. And I remember I was amongst these first Westerners. We had to go through the villages and chant. It was really dry. There was only dust. And after 1 week of chanting, the rains came. Here in Spain, already after 1 day of chanting, the rains come. Have you noticed? Our Yadunandan Maharaj has informed us that around this time of the year, no rains in Spain. But when we do kirtan, rains usually come. Even in Russia, we had this terrible heat catastrophe. People were dying. And we did our japa and kirtan retreat. And at the end of it, there was a fine mist of rain. You know, mist like spray. And then when we came to Moscow, wow, that was a rain. Ooh, I still remember it was the day when we went to the cake factory and the cake factory gave us cakes. And there was one chocolate cake, I still remember. We didn't eat it. So there was so much rain when we went back. Because kirtan pleases not only Krishna, but the servants of Krishna, the devatas. So Prabhupada remembered this. His first memory of kirtan was when there was a drought in Calcutta and people were starving and thirsting to death. And then one devotee organized a kirtan party. And he remembered this throughout his life. And he used to always tell us, when there are problems, you need to arrange a kirtan. When there is no money in the temple, do kirtan, money will come. When there is a problem in your life, do kirtan and it will be solved. Yes. I would like to tell you another experience of Prabhupada, which is very important to understand the Hare Krishna movement. When Prabhupada was still a grihastha, he would come once a month or so to a particular temple, the temple of Advaita Acharya in Mayapur. And he would take a quick darshan and then sit back behind the temple underneath a tree and chant from the morning when he arrived to the evening. Now, one pujari who lived there tells the story that he sometimes saw a lonely man dressed in white taking a quick darshan and then sitting the whole day and chanting japa under a tree. Then for 20 years this man didn't come. After 20 years or so, or maybe it was even 30 years, he saw a sannyasi dressed in saffron taking a quick darshan in the temple and going back to the same tree and sitting there and crying and chanting the whole day, crying and chanting, crying and chanting. In the evening that sannyasi got up and wanted to go out of the temple, but the pujari said, Sannyasi Maharaj, are you the same person who came here 20 or 30 years ago? Why, said the sannyasi. Well, you sit under the same tree. The sannyasi said, yes, that was me in my grihastha days. Then the pujari took some courage and asked him, and you are chanting now? Still, yes. And you are very moved and you are crying? Yes, said the sannyasi. Why? My Guru Maharaj has given me this impossible order to go to the West and spread the chanting of the holy name. But I'm so useless. I cannot do this. Only when I'm empowered by the three. By the three. Three means Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. They used to sit in that Advaita temple at the back and discuss the strategies to spread the Sankirtan movement. Huh? Only when I'm empowered by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, maybe something can happen. So this pujari remembers, 10 years after this, he saw white people coming to Mayapur, shaved up. And one day, a white devotee sat in Advaita Bhavan in this place, where the pujari was, and he was chanting. And at the end, when he got up, the pujari went to him and said, Guru Maharaj, who's your guru? And then this white boy took out a Back to Godhead magazine and showed him a picture, Mere Guru Maharaj. And the pujari looked at the picture and saw, my God, Abe Babu, Abe Charan De, as he was known as a in his Grihastha days. And Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, as he was known later. He had done this. And he danced in ecstasy, the pujari. It's done, it's done. Mission impossible completed. Yes. The Hare Krishna mantra has traveled to the West because of this great personality who used to chant in Advaita Bhavan for many, many hours and who used to sit in his sannyas day and take the commission and the empowerment on his head. My dear devotees, how do you like this story? Can you understand? Only someone who chants himself can spread the chanting. Not someone who doesn't chant. If you want to join this exciting mission, you need to be strong in kirtan and strong in japa. It's very important. That's why this is the kirtan fiesta, to empower us. This is our Advaita Bhavan. This is where we get strength for the important mission which we want to do. So, Srila Prabhupada, almost coming to the end, had gone to Advaita Bhavan, this temple which I talked about, and then he had gone by steamship over the Indian Ocean, then he had gone into the Persian Gulf, then he had gone through the Mediterranean Sea, then, whoops, I see it all before me, he had crossed the Atlantic Ocean and come to America. And when he went to America, he was still not convinced he could bring the kirtan movement to the West. So he wrote one arrival prayer. Would you like to know a few lines of this prayer? I think it's important for us because we will hear the mission, or we will hear the mood of Srila Prabhupada from this prayer. Prabhupada writes about the Americans. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. A lone passenger, Prabhupada is on a ship, Jaladuta, 70-year-old man, and he arrives at the Commonwealth Pier on September 17, 1965, and he prays to Krishna, explaining his helplessness. Oh, the Americans are so absorbed in material life. They think themselves very happy and satisfied, and they have no taste for the transcendental message of Krishna. And then Prabhupada turns to Krishna directly, and he tells his heart, "But I know, Krishna, that your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. Tell me, how will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. I am seeking your benediction. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, my dear devotees, do you see the red line? going through this development. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who comes back from Gaya, enters into his old town and convinces the whole town to put the books aside, to put everything else aside, and just chant the holy names of Krishna. Then a mission starts from this, which eventually, like a flood, goes all over India, and Mahaprabhu left, and he said, soon my Senapati Bhakta will come, a great, great devotee who will spread the chanting through the whole world. And then we hear of Prabhupada taking birth, seeing how Kirtan saved his town, Calcutta, as a little child, then preparing himself for his mission by, first of all, chanting himself. When Prabhupada was a sannyasi in Vrindavan, do you know that he chanted 64 rounds every day? He would have a little kirtan party, and so on. Finally, when he said goodbye to India, from India, he first goes to the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Mahaprabhu sat with Advaita and talked about Sankirtan, begs for empowerment. You know, he sat there under the tree crying. And then he goes on this steamship all by himself. It's such a story. When he arrives in America, he writes this beautiful poem where he says, I have no power, but by the power of the holy name, how did he say it? I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith. Where? In the holy name of Krishna. What a story. At the end of my little seminar, or it's a lecture actually, a lecture with music, I would like to tell you about the first kirtans which Prabhupada did in Tompkinson Square Park. We wanted to show you that at another time. We will show you the tree under which it all started, but for now we just want you to imagine a typical park. Tompkins Square Park looks a little bit like Regent's Park. Who has seen Regent's Park in London? Not so many. It's a nice park. You can sleep on the lawn after the kirtan. No? Maybe then the bobbies come. No sleeping in Regent. Anyways, it's a little bit like Regent's Park. And you should all make a pilgrimage. Maybe one day we should all make a Pandava Sena trip, you know, to New York. Why not? And just go to that park under the tree and do everything under that tree, you know. Hundreds of people came by and saw Srila Prabhupada and his small group who were chanting, clapping their hands, dancing and playing musical instrument. So there was one musician who liked it. His name was Irving Halpern, American name. And he remembered, in his own words, how it was when he came to that park and saw the Swami under the tree with a group of other devotees who chanted with musical instruments, and around this group more and more people would sit It used to become a happening, something where everyone wanted to be part. And he remembers. So I will talk like an American now. The park resounded. The musicians were very careful. I can't do it for long. In listening to the mantras. I have talked to a couple of musicians about it, and we agreed that in the Swami's head must have been hundreds and hundreds of melodies that had been brought back from the real learning from the other side of the world. So many people came there just to tune in to the musical gift, the transmission of the Dharma. Hey, they would say, listen to this holy monk. People were really sure there were going to be unusual feats. Grandstanding, flashy levitations, or whatever people expected was going to happen. But when the simplicity of what the Swami was really saying, when you began to sense it, whether you were motivated to actually make a lifetime commitment and go this way of life, or whether you merely wanted to place it in a place and give certain due respect to it, it turned you around. So many people came and were turned around. Some turned around and around and around and around and became devotees. Would you like to hear what one devotee, early devotee, says about these kirtans? If it's not too long, huh? I started chanting to myself, like the Swami said, when I was walking down the street. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Over and over, and suddenly everything started looking so beautiful. The kids, the old men and women, even the creeps. What are creeps, actually? Bums. Even the creeps looked beautiful, to say nothing of the trees and flowers. So, my dear devotees, this is all from the book Chant and Be Happy, and you will get a present of this book. It is for you. You could see this is how a beautiful story happened. And I want to tell the story where the story caught me and made me a member of the story. You know, in the old days, we young people were all the same. You like music, as I could see from the theater play with the iPod, huh? Music. And we also like music very, very much. So, we old people were fans usually of the Beatles. And when, by Krishna's mercy, one of the Beatles, George Harrison, started to produce the Hare Krishna mantra, we became caught in it. Because we would think whatever is produced by the Beatles is important. So Krishna used this canal to get also me. I remember it was one cold winter morning. I was in Hamburg. Do you know where that is? That is Germany, yes. In Hamburg. And I was going with my mother to shop something for the birthday of my older brother. So I was going to the department store, and all of a sudden I saw before the department store some unusually dressed people singing an unusual song. These people were the devotees from the London temple who were there on a promotion tour through Hamburg. They had a concert in the Star Club, but like devotees are, they are not puffed up. They don't think they are the big stars. They used the morning hours to do a Harinam Sankirtan in the cold winter of Hamburg. So I was just going into the department store when I saw the devotees, Hare Krishna, chanting and dancing before the department store. And I was so attracted, I just stood there until my mother tucked on my coat and said, we have to buy the presents. Tomorrow is birthday for your older brother Erland. That was his name. He's also a devotee now. So I said, but mother, I want to stay here and listen to this. This is better than birthday. And my mother said, yes, it's better than Erland's birthday, but not better than your birthday. You should be a little compassionate, not so egoistic. Come now and you should shop and tell me what presents your older brother likes so that we can buy them. So mother is always right, so I had to go with her. And in the midst of the department store, when we looked for presents, I just thought of the devotees and I said, it's too good, I really have to go down. And I said, mother, I have to go to the toilet. And then my mother said to me, okay, then go to your Hare Krishna chanters. She knew it was an excuse only. So I immediately went down, and I remember the devotees were singing and singing and singing, and I became so enthusiastic that at the end I went to one devotee and asked him for the text of what they were singing. Do you know who this devotee was? I think you cannot. It could be Syamasundar. It was Tama Krishna Maharaj. Yes. I asked him, can you teach me how to sing this? And he knew a little German because he's from a Jewish background and they know German. So he wrote down. And I remember when I felt very bad in my life, I used to sing this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then I had a musical band called The Strangers. And every time we went to make music before, we would sit together and sing the Hare Krishna song. Most of my friends thought it's really strange, but we are the strangers, why not? And in this way, my own relationship with the Hare Krishna mantra started. In other words, I wanted to be a witness to the fact that I was, let me say, swept in the current of the holy name. So this is my little journey which I had in mind with you. I had many other things in mind, but it's so late, it's 10 o'clock, and you look a little tired. So I will stop here. I hope you have seen a journey happening. And I want to invite you, in the name of my own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, to kindly join this exciting journey. Please also become Hare Krishna chanters. Please become experts in chanting the holy name. Please let us start a kirtan revolution. I think you are all young, you are able, you have energy, you are so intelligent. And at least most of you. And you need a vision in your life. So why not become part of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kirtan mission? I myself have decided to dedicate my life to this, and I noted Prabhupada gave me the name Sachinandan. I just a few weeks ago I found that out, that has something to do with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it's his name. So, but Das, the servant of this. And I really want to request you, if you learn how to do kirtan and japa, if you just learn it, it takes a few serious efforts to learn it. It's an open mystery. Yes, on one level it's just opening your mouth, singing and dancing, and let the mantra work. But on another level, if you really want to experience the full revelation of the mantra, you have to learn to chant it in the proper way, with the proper orientation. So, I want to end here. I thought we should maybe at the end do a little more kirtan, and then, but not too long, because tomorrow is a day where you will experience many things in that Xanadu place. Huh? Should we do? Are there some Krishna kirtan is here? Or should we all go to bed? No, let us see. I think if we do very short and brief, huh? No, you're not sure. What? Please raise to your feet. And we will do the Swami step, and from there, whatever happens after this, we will know. Go to Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Should we do a little small kirtan? Huh? Should we do a small kirtan?
Why small?
I think we should go to bed. We should go to bed after this kirtan. Okay.
But even after march, if you want, you can ask the devotees to stay, and then rather than then you should probably sing.
Oh yes.
Because tomorrow there's so much time on the coach.
Okay.
Where they can sleep.
Okay.
I heard the dramas were very long. I apologize.
We started at 9 o'clock with a lecture. They are not tired.
This is standing kirtan?
Yes. So where is Deva? The madanga player? Oh, here is our devotee. I think you should stay with the microphones so that the madangas can be heard. Oh, this is all right. This is all right. Thank you. Yes. You should go with the microphone, is no?